Hello.
Hello, my name is Brittany, returning your call from customer support. How may I help you today?
Yeah, are you from California? Is this from California?
Yes.
I live in Illinois. And I found out that I don't know why, what is being charged to me, and I didn't go to California and go shopping. Somebody is using our card.
Okay, can you verify your first and last name?
Esmeralda Manuel. Let me get my thing, okay? Hold on. Hello?
I'm still here.
There's a magical, are you magical smart tick?
Yes, ma'am.
Electronic? What did I buy for this?
Okay, can you verify your address for security purposes?
439 North Joyce Street, Lombard, Illinois, 60148. For $10.32, and then I was kept another $5.74. I don't know this. Do you know anything? What did I buy for this?
Hold on just a second while I load up, ma'am.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, and I do have a tackle, a book bag for $5.74 on November the 8th.
What is that? Tackle?
It's a book bag.
Book? Why should I pay that? I didn't order it.
Well, that's what somebody ordered on your card, and it did the warranty for $3.99 on 11/08. Then they charged your car $67.32, and then $67.32. That was on November the 13th, and the other one's on December the 14th.
Yeah, this was the other one is 11/09, and the other one 11/15. So. How could I get rid of that? They charged me.
I can cancel this out for you, ma'am, because this was a 7-day trial and you had to call in and cancel, so you won't get charged any further.
Yeah, can you cancel that? Or should I report? I belong to identity theft. I'll let them know and they'll take care of it. So
let who know, ma'am?
Huh?
You said let who know?
The identity thief. I'm paying them every month to take care of my card. And then if something happens like this, they'll take care of it.
Okay, well, I got you canceled out so you won't get charged any further, ma'am.
Okay, you cancel it then.
Yes, ma'am. I did.
Yeah, you did. But they charged me already.
Say that again. They charge you.
Yeah, so I
did. You saying for the charge, you want a refund, ma'am?
I don't know if they'll take it out and then I'll be refunded for the next period of thing. But if you take it out, there's no way that they will refund me again.
As a courtesy, I can only do 35% of your money back, which is $23.56.
35? No, I let them take care of it. So somebody's using it. And there's one in New York. My God, they're using my card.
Okay, I could do 50% of your money back, which is $33.66 off the $67.32 off both charges.
I want the 67 out from my account. I didn't get anything. I'm not the one using it.
Okay, I can do 75%. That's the highest I can go off the 6732, which is $50.49.
No, I'll just report it and they'll take care of it. My bank. Because
okay.
I'm paying them monthly. Okay, I just want to know if you know it. It's you see our name, right?
Okay, I do apologize for the misunderstanding. It really does sound like you may have overlooked the term and condition. What I'm going to do is get your account canceled, and as a courtesy due to the misunderstanding, I will credit your account with the full refund, which will be back in your account within 35 business days.
Oh, I don't know if you can do that. I just call my thing. What they're going to do is give us another.
I'm refunding both of this amount.
Yeah, you have two accounts, right? This amount, 574 and 6732.
Yes, ma'am. I'm refunding both of those amounts.
Yeah, you have to refund and then what? Send me a check. No, it's okay. This one, they'll change my thing again, my card, because somebody knows my card now, so they keep on using. What will happen is they keep on using. Okay, thank you anyway, okay?
I already refunded, ma'am, and it's going to take 3 to 5 business days for it to post to your card.
Okay. But anyway, I'll just report it, and then they'll give me a new card. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. I'll report it to the identity thief. They took care of it because I'm paying them monthly.
You have to stay on the line while I finish refunding, ma'am.